Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of George Washington, Leader of a New Nation, by Daniel C. Gedecht, performed by Benjamin Becker, produced by Audible, Inc.
Chapter 1. First in the Hearts of His Countrymen. Even before the United States existed, Americans had adopted George Washington as the father of their country. By 1775, the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army was so popular in the colonies that people named their children for him. In the spring of 1776, the Massachusetts town of Stoughtonham was renamed Washington. Since then, a state has been named for him, and his likeness has been placed on the $1 bill. Of course, the capital of the country he helped to create bears his name. It is called Washington, D.C. Washington has been called first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. General Henry Lee read these words in Congress after George Washington died. How did the third son of a Virginian tobacco planter rise to become the leader of an army that defeated the British military and the first president of a new nation? The story of George Washington begins in Virginia in the early 1700s. Augustine Washington and his wife, Mary Ball Washington, welcomed a new son into the world on February 22, 1732. The family lived at Wakefield Farm, located in Westmoreland County in the British colony of Virginia.